The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
As we do go now down to Drew Jones, who is with Scotty Burns.
Thanks, Kingy. Yeah, Scotty Burns, Hawks assistant. Thanks for your time, Scotty. So close to bounce down. How do you approach the week after you get the 4 points against Carlton, but there were probably some elements of the performance that you weren't overly happy with?
Yeah, look, yes and no. I thought Carlton were pretty good early. They certainly jumped us, and post that quarter time or 10 minutes into the second quarter, I thought we played some pretty good footy. And the last 2 minutes, we did a few things that we should have done better in a scenario type situation. So for a large chunk of the game, I think probably for 2.5 quarters, we're nearly double inside 50s and double scoring shots. So things were good there. We're just really disappointed with our start and just not being able to finish it off the last 2 or 3 minutes.
The discrepancy between breaks for the two teams is something that interests me today. 10 days for the Ds to kind of get fresh and then maybe change a few things up given their start to the season, whereas you guys have been basically in recovery mode for a 6-day break. How much different will the two sides be, I guess, on the field in terms of their freshness today?
Oh, well, it's hard to tell. You know, you get times when you've had too much of a break and you can be a bit scratchy early. Just miss that competition or that real intensity of game, like situations that you put yourself in each week. 6 day turnaround, on the other hand, I think 6 days are no worries. It's more the accumulative effect. So if you had, you know, the three 6 days in a row from a Monday to a Sunday back to a Saturday and then maybe a Friday night, that can really get you. But the boys looked pretty sharp and trained pretty well, so I don't think it would affect us today. And I think the conditions probably also, if it's a little bit slippery and a little bit wetter at times, that can help with shorter breaks.
Scott, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Ian Cohen, Darren Buick and Ben Castanilia up in the box. I just want to ask you about, in terms of with your side, just finding consistency and getting a handle of where you sit. We sit here as, you know, well, so-called experts and media commentators going, gee, where are Hawthorn at? Are you sort of similar with where, gee, where do we sit in the AFL pecking order? Are you still trying to work that out yourself 6 weeks in?
Not deliberately, I wouldn't say. We're probably trying to work out how we can be our best, which maybe is the same thing, it's just a different way of saying it. We know that we've had patches that have looked quite exciting this year and we've played quite well, whether that's offensively or defensively, and there's been periods in games when we have let ourselves down or the other team's been a little bit too good in some areas. So, yeah, we're finding our feet. There's no doubt about that. At the same time, too, there's, and everyone gets it, but there's probably been 6 or 7 injuries throughout the first 6 or 7 rounds where we haven't had the continuity of some players playing together and getting a little bit of synergy. I think I said last week or the week before, we've still got younger players and a few of those boys that have come in over the last couple of years, even though they are experienced players like Scully, etc., they haven't played with us the whole time, so they're still finding their feet with their teammates as well.
You've been around footy a heck of a long time as a player and in the coaching ranks. Can wins like what you had last week in Launceston provide, as much as sometimes, you know, people go, gee, it was only a narrow win, but sometimes those narrow wins can provide a real boost to blokes, and the excitement generated out of those, you know, tight finishes can push a bit of momentum through the group?
Yeah, it is, and you always look back on the end of the year. There's just some games where you just had to get it done. You just had to get the 4 points, and that was one of those, and you know, I guess we can harp on about last week, what happened, you know, from quarter to quarter, from play to play, but we come away, we got 4 points, so we're happy with that, and we move on pretty quickly, and we just look at how, like we said earlier, how we can get better and make sure we improve so we can play consistent footy for the rest of the year.
Scott, Ian Cohen, good luck this afternoon. We know that tagging in footballers come in and out. Some teams persist with them, others don't. Sometimes it's horses for courses. James Harms obviously has had previous jobs on Hawthorn midfielders. Do you expect him to be going to O'Meara again? And what have you sort of got planned in that regard?
More than likely, I would think that would happen. In terms of what we've got planned, no, we'll let it go early. I mean, Jake is in pretty good form at this point in time, and you know, like anything, you can't do it by yourself. Harms can't tag O'Meara by himself, and O'Meara's not going to get a heap of the ball, be influential like we want him to by himself as well. So both teammates from each side are going to help each other out to get that job done or make it better for us, obviously, with Jager getting the ball in hand. The hard thing with Jager, though, is his contested possessions around stoppages are pretty hard to stop. So
yep,
we think he can do that quite well. And I thought last week just the inclusion of Liam Shields into that midfield mix as well really helped not only Jager but also probably Warple as well, who's been fantastic. So we're starting to get a little bit more depth and strength back in on the on-ball
and
grade at the moment.
Conversely, Demons players you've been looking at on the whiteboard this week, are you expecting to have any lockdown roles?
Look, we've got Howie's in, and Liam Shields are the two players that can do roles on players. You know, they've got some very good midfielders and As we know, though, with Melbourne, and a lot of it depends on if Gawn can get it in those boys' path and they can really accelerate out of those congested areas. So there's a bit of work being involved throughout the week around their stoppages and their contest. We're hoping that we can just not give them the advantage. So if we can break even at worst in that area, we think that we'll be right in the game.
For Prestige, Jayco speaking with Hawthorn assistant coach Scotty Burns. He's Ben Casanilia.
Scott, obviously Geelong-based radio station. Tell us your summation of James Warple. You mentioned him there just before. What sort of, we only see him on the field. What sort of kid is he behind closed doors and around the footy club?
Look, he's a very humble kid, very quiet, I think, anyway. Always got a smile on his face. Works hard at his game. You know, the boys were pretty happy, the recruiters were pretty happy to get him late last year when they got him. They rated him a fair bit higher than that. And at the moment, when you're looking at him, I don't know how many games he's played. Has he played 15 or maybe a bit more? But what he's doing for a second-year midfielder, I think, in the competition, week in, week out, he's been incredibly consistent. He was a little bit quiet first half last week, but then comes out and plays a very, very good second half. So he keeps it uncomplicated. I think he was a mature footballer in the sense that not just physically but mentally as well. So we're really happy to have him. And like I said, we've had a few injuries this year through the midfield, and he's been terrific in being able to step up and be the, you know, I guess riding shotgun with Jager.
Scott, the variables we're seeing in your form during games and between games, what are you putting that down to? Is it just because of the introduction of new players and they're trying to gel together again? Because you have had quite a turnover in the list and the playing group.
Oh, it's probably a little bit of everything. Let me talk about teams. You try and focus too much on teams sometimes. It's a hard competition.
Like yeah.
We're playing against 22 players and other coaching staff that are trying to dissect and stop us doing what we want to do as well. And I think it's there's no doubt what you said. There is a little bit of synergy. There's a little bit of chemistry. We've let ourselves down at times. But it's a hard competition to be consistent from quarter to quarter. Even at times there'll be 10 minutes in a quarter where you just can't quite get your hands on the footy, and you just need to hold up until you can start controlling the game.
And Scotty, we've got to ask all the Hawthorn assistant coaches. We asked Darren Glass a few weeks ago just to rate Alistair Clarkson's guitar playing out of 100. Darren gave him 8. How do you sort of see it?
I'll go 9 then.
Okay.
Out of 100.
Then I can tell Clark, I rate you higher than that.
A couple of other, just very quickly, Jack Scrimshaw, will it only just be the week where you just rest him, Scotty?
Yeah, probably. Look, we've been really impressed with Scrimmer coming down. There's another young fella who's come in, and obviously a high draft pick 2 or 3 years ago. Had a few injuries up there as well at Gold Coast, so they didn't see the best of him. But, yeah, he's been terrific for us. We're mindful. Even young Connor Nash had a breather there last week and won't play this week too. Some of those young fellas have had big workloads throughout the pre-season and so far this early part of the home and away season. So we're keeping an eye on them and making sure that they're fresh the remainder of the year.
And our favourite development coach in the AFL is Torren Baker. You're probably not aware of that, Scotty. We have a good bit of a link to Torren. But what we want you to do is when you just pass him next, just say, the boys from K-Rock say, hello, package.
Hello, package. Well, I might mention that in the actual forward line meeting then.
Scotty came to the footy club and he came with his own nickname. He called himself the package because he reckoned he had everything.
Yeah. He hasn't quite been that confident yet, but that might only be a few weeks away from coming out down here.
If you just pull out the package in this meeting, Torren will know where it's come from. Please pass on our regards.
No worries. You just might want to listen to what you just said then too, but that's interesting.
Scotty,
pull out the package.
Scotty, we put a smile on your face. Good luck this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Scotty Burns joining us on K-Rock Footy. Footy Spotlight, thanks to Rex Gorrell, rexgorrell.com.au on Fine Street in South Geelong.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.